ओम ज्ञान तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जन शलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Here Lord Krishna states that the primary function of a spiritually advanced person is to glorify him, Krishna. The word for glorification in Sanskrit is kirtan. Kirtan means to praise the glories. Now kirtan can mean speaking about Krishna, glorifying him. But the general popularly understood meaning of kirtan is singing the glories of Krishna. Our Hare Krishna movement is famous for singing. We're also famous for vegetarian food. Our what people consider to be unusual way of dressing, for distributing our books of philosophy. But the very basis of this movement is chanting the holy names of Krishna. Therefore this movement is called the Hare Krishna movement, because we are always chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So many times people ask, well, what is the value of this chanting? Once Srila Prabhupada was asked this, someone asked, well, why, what is this chanting? Prabhupada said very clearly, it stops death. More than that, chanting of Hare Krishna gives us love of Krishna. Krishna mantra hoite hobe shangsha mochan, Krishna nam hoite pabe Krishna charan. The first effect of chanting Hare Krishna is deliverance from material life. This is stated by Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the first effect of this chanting is that it cleanses the heart. We cannot understand God as long as our heart is dirty. Dirty means lust, greed, anger, envy, and all kinds of material desires. These material desires, they actually cause pain to our heart. But people are they're so much away from the real conception of happiness that they take this pain to be pleasure. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes what is the nature of lust. Dushparena analena cha. It means that the lust burns the heart. So these lusty desires and greedy desires and envious feelings, they actually cause pain to our own hearts. If we're lusty and greedy and envious, then we can never feel satisfied. But materialistic people take these impure desires to be pleasure. They're always trying to increase their lusty desires. Just like in Split, you can see people come here to lie on the beach and get a nice suntan, with the idea that their body will become more attractive. They drive all the way from Germany to lie on the beach and get a suntan. So they want to increase their lusty desires. But this actually causes pain to the heart. When we chant Hare Krishna sincerely, then the dirty things within the heart become cleansed and we feel purified. It's exactly like taking a bath. If it's just like sometimes here, I can imagine it's very hot and you feel very sweaty. Then when you take a bath, you feel refreshed. So chanting Hare Krishna is like that. It cleanses our soul. Sarvatma snapanam. It's a complete refreshment for the soul. And then then when the heart is purified, then we can begin to understand Krishna. Chaito darpanam arjanam bhavamaha davagni nevarpanam. This chanting Hare Krishna destroys the blazing fire of material life. You can imagine what is the situation in a forest fire. That the animals who are in the forest, they're burning, they're feeling very uncomfortable. But if the rain comes, then only the forest fire can be extinguished. So this whole material life is like a forest fire. We are burning in that fire. Sometimes we may think that actually everything in this material world is very nice. In a place like this where the climate is fairly pleasant, we can laze around in the sun and think life is very nice. This is an illusion. Because we can be very nicely enjoying life, but then death will come along and very nicely kick us out of this body. And you may be living very peacefully, but you don't know what tomorrow will bring. Just like people were living very peacefully in Bosnia. There's enough land for everybody to grow their food. There's no real reason for people to fight. But they did. Why? The reason is Bhavamaha Davagni. This material world is like a blazing forest fire. And troubles come without them being asked for. Because we are committing sinful activities, therefore we become subjected to sinful reactions. But chanting Hare Krishna clears away the sinful reactions. And when the heart becomes purified, then we can begin to understand God. Transcendental knowledge becomes revealed by chanting Hare Krishna. So this chanting Hare Krishna, it is a completely different kind of singing to any materialistic kind of singing. Yeah. We see that glorification and music, they go very much together. In the modern age, musicians, they're very much glorified. I'm a little out of touch with the materialistic music scene. I don't know who the big heroes are nowadays. But it's an ongoing syndrome that someone who's a big singer or musician, they become very famous and people worship them practically. Just like we're keeping pictures of Prabhupada and Krishna here. So people keep pictures of famous musicians. And just as we take Prabhupada's words very seriously because he's a self-realized soul, so in the modern age, musicians, because they're expert at screaming into a microphone, and somehow or other people think this is a qualification to speak on different kinds of philosophy. So people like to glorify. We are glorifying Krishna. They're glorifying musicians, cinema stars, sports stars. Some people glorify politicians. They try to get themselves glorified. Who else gets glorified? I guess that's the main thing, the entertainers of the world. But there is a different result by glorifying. Who are these? Who's the famous singers of today? Last I heard was Michael Jackson. I guess he's out of date by now. Who's the big people? Michael Jackson's still popular? He's still a big guy, huh? So, anyway, you probably know better than me, I hope. So there's a difference between glorifying Michael Jackson and glorifying Krishna. You can say Michael Jackson is black and Krishna is black. But that's about as far as the comparison goes. Because by glorifying Krishna, the heart becomes cleansed. And we get actual benefit from glorifying Krishna. The benefit is that those dirty things on the heart are removed. The illusion of identifying with this body is removed. And our love for Krishna, which is our natural propensity, that is awakened. Now, often people, just especially young girls, they think they love some rock singer. In their imagination, they fall in love with some famous rock singer. But that rock singer is unable to reciprocate with them because he has so many fans and he's only one person. They get big bundles of fan mail, which they never read. I love you, you are everything to me, I cannot live without you. They don't even look at them. So these rock stars or worshipable heroes, they're not able to reciprocate. And even if they were, there wouldn't be much to reciprocate with because they don't have much character anyway. Often the profile or the image which is projected for commercial purposes is, if you find what the actual person is, they're just an ordinary person with no depth of character. But if we glorify Krishna, then Krishna will directly reciprocate with us. And Krishna is an ocean of transcendental good qualities. So by establishing our relationship with Krishna, by glorifying Him, then we reciprocate with Krishna and we feel fully satisfied. The tendency to glorify is there. We have to glorify someone. That is our innate nature. But if we don't glorify Krishna, then we have to glorify some lesser person. And the result of glorifying a lesser person is that we will simply get repeated birth and death again and again. And we will be disappointed. But if we glorify Krishna, we will be freed from the cycle of birth and death, and we will be fully satisfied in all respects. So in our Vedic culture, this music, it is an essential point. Practically, this Hare Krishna movement is based on singing, dancing, and chanting. Krishna himself, he's famous for dancing. And his most intimate associates, the gopis, they're expert in playing on musical instruments. Krishna comes himself in the form of his own devotee to chant and dance and glorify Krishna. Because the ecstasy of chanting and dancing and glorifying Krishna is so wonderful that Krishna himself is eager to taste that ecstasy. Therefore he comes as Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Not only does he chant himself, but he induces others also to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the perfection of all singing and music. It is a great culture. Lord Chaitanya himself used to sing very sweetly. Gai Gora Madhu Shari, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that Lord Chaitanya sings in a very sweet voice. And many of the most intimate devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they are also famous for singing. Especially Vasu, Mukunda, and Govinda Ghosh, they were famous as singers. Mukunda Datta, Paramananda Kirtaniya. Raghunath Bhatta was famous for chanting Bhagavatam in beautiful voice. Many of the followers of Lord Chaitanya were famous for singing. And they composed many, many songs describing the qualities and pastimes of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Maybe you have seen the songbook that is published from our society, in which some songs are collected, very beautiful songs in praise of Krishna. But actually, these are only a few songs. In our Vaishnava culture, there are thousands and thousands of songs composed by the Vaishnava acharyas. So these all express different aspects of the ecstatic realizations of the acharyas in their love for Krishna. But the essence of all these songs is this Maha Mantra. Everything is contained within that. Lord Krishna is described as Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu. He is the ocean of all nectarian exchanges. And Krishna is not different from his name. So by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Ram Ram Hare Hare, then the whole vista of spiritual life is opened up. Everything is there. There is nothing beyond this or higher than this. This is the highest level of spiritual life. Of course, in the beginning when we chant Hare Krishna, just our spiritual life is opening up. First effect is that Chaito Darpana Marjanam, the heart has to become cleansed. But gradually, as we go on chanting, we go deeper and deeper and deeper into Krishna consciousness. But the process is the same for beginning devotees and advanced devotees, namely chanting Hare Krishna. It's just that as one becomes more absorbed, then his appreciation of the Maha Mantra becomes deeper. Now, in the beginning, we may also take this chanting as some kind of entertainment, because there is no doubt that chanting Hare Krishna is enjoyable. Music is enjoyable. Pretty much everyone likes some kind of music. So that propensity to enjoy music can be dovetailed in the chanting of Hare Krishna. And that can be sung with various instruments, in different rhythms, in different tunes. But real entrance into the chanting of Hare Krishna comes when there is a change in consciousness. Naturally, when we chant Hare Krishna, a change in consciousness comes. Especially when we chant in the association of devotees who have dedicated their lives to Krishna. In the association of advanced devotees, we also feel the deeper effects of chanting. Now, naturally, the feelings awaken. What are those feelings? All of us have dormant love for Krishna. We all love Krishna. But we are, in this material world, we are trying very hard not to love Krishna. And therefore, we have transferred our loving propensity to all kinds of material relationships. Instead of trying to love Krishna, we try to love our wife or husband or children or Michael Jackson or we love our country or we love our dog or we have to love something. But this loving propensity, when it is placed in the material sphere, it is misplaced because it neither satisfies us nor purifies us. These material attachments simply cause repeated birth and death to suffer again and again. But our real loving propensity is meant to be directed towards Krishna. So when we chant Hare Krishna, what happens in the association of devotees who are practicing to love Krishna, then our love of Krishna starts to reawaken. It is natural. It is like a person waking up from a state of forgetfulness. Just like sometimes someone has an accident and they have concussion. And when they come to consciousness, they can't remember who they are or even their closest friends. They can't remember them. But gradually, if they're lucky, their memory starts to come back. And their friends may suggest to them, that's called amnesia, right? Is that the same word in your language? Yeah. So someone who has amnesia, you have to suggest, don't you remember this and don't you remember that? And then gradually, oh yes. And they start to remember. So a devotee whose Krishna consciousness is being revived, they become less and less interested in anything which is not directly in relationship with Krishna. And the consciousness changes from trying to enjoy this material world to trying to satisfy Krishna and serve Krishna. Now in the beginning when we're chanting Hare Krishna, like I was saying, we may take it as some kind of entertainment. I'm enjoying it. But a more elevated understanding is to chant Hare Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna. A devotee doesn't do anything for his own sense enjoyment. He does everything for the satisfaction of Krishna. So even when he's chanting Hare Krishna, he's thinking how Krishna will be satisfied by this chanting. And naturally, he also enjoys it. Not that a devotee doesn't enjoy. A devotee enjoys on a level which the materialistic person cannot appreciate at all. But his attitude is how to satisfy Krishna. So just like I was saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers used to sing very sweetly. They would sing in a style that is pleasing to Krishna and dance in a style that is pleasing to Krishna. Devotee does everything simply for the satisfaction of Krishna. But as I was saying, he's also satisfied, he's also pleased. So there are many different activities in Krishna consciousness, such as worshipping the deity, serving the Vaishnavas, taking prasadam, studying the books of spiritual philosophy. All these activities are essential in Krishna consciousness. The thread which runs through them all, that is essential in all processes, is chanting the holy names of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said, Kirtaniya Sada Hari, the name of Krishna should always be chanted. That is possible for someone who develops the Vaishnava attitude of being more considering himself lower than the grass in the street, being more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others, and not wanting respect for himself. In materialistic concept of life, we are just in the opposite position. We are more puffed up than anyone can imagine. We don't like to tolerate any disturbance to our sense gratification. We are very anxious that others will praise us. And rather than praise others, we like to criticize them. But a devotee develops the quality of excellent humility. By chanting the holy names, his character becomes purified and he becomes a perfect person. So this chanting of Hare Krishna, what does it do for you? That is a very, very small, there's a small question with a very, very big answer. In summary, that can be said, Krishna mantra hoite hobe shangsha mochan, Krishna nam hoite pabe Krishna charan. By chanting Hare Krishna, we become free from birth and death and we attain to love of Krishna. It is all auspicious. There are no harmful effects can come from that. The more we chant, the more beneficial effect is there. So if you like music, then why not chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That will save us from this hellish modern music, those rhythms and beats, the sound of anguished people expressing their lust and anger. It's music to take us to hell. So let us purify our musical propensities by chanting the holy names of Krishna in a melodious way as is pleasing to Krishna. And chant and sing our way back to the spiritual world. And when we go there, what will we do? In the Christian churches, they have pictures of angels sitting on clouds with harps. So they've got a little bit of the idea, right? In the spiritual world, there's also singing in glorification of Krishna. The spiritual world is so nice that actually no one speaks because all speaking is singing. And no one walks because they only dance. Speaking is singing and walking is dancing. Just that you can imagine if someone is very happy, then automatically they start to dance. Or if they're very happy, they may just start to sing in happiness. So in the spiritual world, everyone is always overwhelmed with the transcendental ecstasy of love for Krishna. So they always sing and they always dance. This is the spiritual world. This chanting Hare Krishna gives us a taste of the spiritual world. It's not a material sound vibration. Directly the sound of the spiritual world. This chanting Hare Krishna is none different from the sound of Krishna's flute. Just we have to go on chanting and we'll realize that. Once someone asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the result of this chanting? Prabhupada said, more chanting. It's not that we chant and chant and chant and then okay, one day something goes pop in your head and you see a bright light and then you stop chanting. But from the beginning when you start chanting, many things go pop in your head. All your illusions go pop. And when all the illusions are cleared away, you go on chanting more and more. It's addictive. Devotees like to chant more and more. People are surprised how we chant on and on. Sometimes they ask, don't you have any other song? Well, we have many songs, but the basis of all of them is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And we're not going to get tired of chanting that. Rather, a devotee desires to chant more and more. So chanting by chanting the holy names, or chanting by glorifying Krishna in speech, or chanting by decorating the deity so everyone can see his beautiful form, or chanting by making arrangements to bring people to Krishna consciousness. or chanting by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, which is glorification of Krishna. It's all chanting, it's all auspicious, it's all purifying. And what can we do but recommend that everyone chant as much as possible, more and more. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Does anyone have any question?
I ask you, because most of us, we are chanting with a lot of offenses, so we cannot taste, we cannot appreciate the holy name.
Which offenses are you making? You think that Krishna's name is the same as the demigod's name, or
no.
Disobeying the orders of the guru?
An authentic chanting. Most. Now I wanted to ask if you can share with us some of your realizations so that you can inspire us.
About attentive chanting.
Regarding the chanting of the
Holy Spirit. Yeah, very important point. How to chant attentively. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked about how to improve quality in chanting. What's up? What's the problem? Prabhupada said, before quality comes quantity. It means we have to become accustomed to the chanting. We recommend people chant more and more. Gradually the quality will come. Now, another time Prabhupada was asked, well, what about the mind which is wavering when we're chanting? And Prabhupada said, what is the question of the mind? You chant and hear, that's all. It's not required any mental process. So that requires practice. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, we are praying to Krishna for service. So if we're very eager to serve Krishna, then Krishna will reciprocate by revealing himself in the form of his holy name. The symptom of someone who is getting the effect of chanting Hare Krishna is that he's very enthusiastic to serve Krishna. So along with chanting, we should have some program to serve Krishna. And together, the service and the chanting and hearing regularly, all these processes together help to make us strong. Just like today, I've been talking a lot about chanting Hare Krishna. So it's just like in your diet, the basic food may be bread, but other foods need to be there, like milk and vegetables and fruits. But in the diet, bread is the basis. But to get a balanced diet, you need different foods also. So we need to chant, we need to hear, we need to associate with devotees, we need to have some service to Krishna. All these things together balance our spiritual lives. And just like in the diet, you eat one food and that gives you carbohydrates more, and another one gives you protein. Together, they all fit together to make us strong and healthy. So all these processes together help to make us strong and healthy in Krishna consciousness. All the processes are important. Just like, for instance, if we hear nicely, then we can chant nicely. If we hear the glories of chanting Hare Krishna, the next time we come to chant, we'll chant more carefully and try to chant with more attention. If we don't regularly hear about the glories of the holy name, then we may take it to be just some kind of ritual after some time. So in these ways, all the different processes reinforce each other. If we only hear, but we don't chant, then we won't get the purification and reciprocation from Krishna to understand what we hear. That's why in our programs, as much as possible, we try to have a rounded out program. There's chanting, philosophy, darshan of the deities, distribution of books, and distribution of prasadam. So all these together help to bring us to Krishna. So we should discuss this point. We're not attentive. We're not attentive in chanting. So if we discuss, then we'll be aware of the problem. Otherwise, we may be going on days together chanting like some kind of machine. But if we discuss, oh, we have to chant more attentively. Yes, that's right.